It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the Raheem and Harris Show with Mark Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
Yes! I was so excited for this. We do this after every Bears game, and sometimes just because let's face it, that's kind of how technology works. You learn how to fold it in, and then the next thing you know, the internet's a series of tubes. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody, and we ask for you to leave a voicemail on our Odyssey app. You can do it anytime. You can vent about anything. I don't care. Neither does the meatball machine, but our producers, they do. So they put together the best of your reactions. We bring you the first meatball machine of the new Bears season.
Fake Bears are the ones who showed up to start the game, and then the real Bears showed up before the game ended. Another long season.
So sad.
Fake Bears and real Bears.
Like, that's so sad. His tone, he was genuine about that, too. Like, he felt like he got okie-doked. We all got okie-doked, let's be honest.
That kind of sounded like, too, he was like, he couldn't sleep. Like, he's laying in bed, and he's like, screw it, I'm calling this meatball machine.
That's what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go on.
Hello there from all the way down in Atlanta, where we're not going to talk about the other thing that happened tonight. But hey, you know, at least now we know that it wasn't the coach, it wasn't the quarterback, it wasn't the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the tides, the moon, the sun, or the stars. It's just the Bears. We're cursed. We're doomed. It's always ever going to be this way because, f*** it. But hey, I got tickets to go see the Cubs tomorrow, and I'm going to watch them probably get shut out again. But hey, score one run again. But hey, you know.
Wrigley.
Fun.
They could win, though. It's Cade Horton on the mound.
Oh, wait. It's Atlanta. Sorry.
We said the same thing about Shohei Imanaga, remember?
Quality start. Right?
Yeah.
Quality start.
Here we go.
No, that was going around.
Next meatball.
Okay.
Hi, I'm just really frustrated with this Bears loss because I wish they would, like, especially win because it was Monday Night Football. Could the coaching staff somehow get the team ready to win when it's a nationally televised game?
Sorry. I told her not to call.
I'll give some context. That was Donna at 3:30 in the morning. So
Donna at 3:30 was bringing the heat.
Year in, year out, it's the same thing. Over and over again. There is a virus in this organization somewhere. I don't know where it is, but there's something. It's not fair to the wonderful fans in this city to consistently roll out this garbage. People are worse after they walk in the door. I'll start with the strength and conditioning coach. These ridiculous popped up soft tissue injuries, taking some of the best players off the field. It just smells bad. The whole thing stinks. And the fact we got to sit around and go through this charade of garbage over and over again. We got 16 more games to watch this.
That was incredible.
That man's got a set of pipes on him.
I now need to reevaluate every decision I made in my life yesterday because of him.
Was that an XRT jock? He's like, there's some Foo Fighters for you. Here's Dish World.
Sir, I need you to call back again up and tell us who you are because we could use you for some voice work.
Here's some Dishwalla on XRT. Fontaines, D.C.
Great XRT. Great band.
I love Fontaines.
The latest album is so good.
Dude. Oh, we have come together on a band. Oh, my God. They just keep churning out songs, too.
The song Favorite. Excellent. Yeah.
We got to talk to you about another band later, Groats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do. Here's
more
some
meatballs.
Tori Amos.
That was really just a soul-crushing game. I don't know, man. They paid Ben Johnson all this money. He doesn't know how to handle the timeouts. The team looks exactly like every other Bears game. Caleb Williams looks like the worst quarterback of his draft class. I don't know, man. Is it the Bears? Is it just the franchise? Is it just destined to be this way? I'm losing hope here. One game, and I'm shattered.
Just Harvey Danger.
Shattered. Oh,
shattered.
And he's in a wind turbine.
I get it, man. I get it. These people are in pain.
Yes.
He sounded like he was on the runway, getting ready to rock out of town. Like, this is it. I am leaving town, boy.
Okay.
I'm out.
More meatballs.
Hey, Caleb Williams, stop thinking about being Superman. You just got your ass beat by Clark Kent. Throw the damn ball.
Oh.
Is J.J. McCarthy Clark Kent in the scenario?
I guess he is.
But Clark Kent becomes... But... More meatballs!
All y'all fell for the same Bears optimism crap like last year and the year before. They're 2 years away from being average at best. They're going to have 4 wins this season, if that.
There's fits in the tantrums.
This is Raheem Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody. There is no fits in the tantrum. Oh.
We're just listening to the meatball machine taking us through our emotions.
Grody has gone full XRT
totally,
DJ
man.
Mode now.
Totally. Here's Depeche Mode.
What? It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of a quarterback not being able to throw a football through a tire, don't you folks understand? And why are you shocked that when 300-pounders are trying to kill him, that he can't throw the ball through the tire then? Answer that.
Here's Hosier.
Is this about the net drill? Was that about the net 100%
drill? 100% about the net drill, yeah.
Ah. Who's next on XRT?
Here comes Yes on XRT.
Hey, score host. Did Montez Sweat play last night?
What? Oh, he said score hosts.
Yeah, score hosts.
Because I did not think that at first. I was missing a consonant.
Here's Blur.
Montez Sweat batted a ball down. I saw it with my own eyes on the replay. He batted a ball down.
I just can't believe how shattered the city is. I understand it was.
What,
it's
Robbie.
One,
Robbie, don't do this. No, Robbie, don't do this, Robbie.
It's one game.
Robbie,
when I feel like people are like, you guys aren't from here. You don't know anything. Layla's never even seen this city. I feel like half of the time they're attributing your reactions to me.
Yeah, Robbie.
Because I know. I knew it was coming.
So you think they're justified for being this so crushed that they think the season's done?
Robbie, listen to more of them and you tell me. Let's go.
Hey, Meatball Machine, it's the morning after, and just scrolling through some memes, there's one photo. It's Ben Affleck smoking and looking up to the heavens with his eyes closed, just with a I hate my life look on his face, wearing a bear sweater. Very apt. Now, depending on how badly we play against the Lions, we could transition over to a Ben Affleck meme where you actually see his god-awful back tattoo. But maybe somebody will, you know, edit that and put a Bears logo on there, too. But, God, I'm miserable.
There's so many upset, or not even upset, just like frustrated Ben Affleck pictures to choose from.
And you know what he's listening to? The Lumineers.
Well, speaking of songs, this is our last Meatball Machine, and it can't be a Meatball Machine without a song. So, here we go.
When I talked to you last week, I said I was hopeful we could retire this song, but the Bears are gonna bear. The Bears are gonna bear. They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. The Bears are gonna bear. Oh, I hate what this team has done to me. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Maybe next year? I don't know.
I like the remix. I like the new lyrics. I don't know why I forgot to call for the recorder. Robbie, you don't know about the recorder Bear Down, do you?
Oh, he can find that real
quick. Do you know
quick.
About...
That was one that was birthed of when I was last hosting. in this position on the midday show. The Bear Recorder was created by Greg Overtone, our friend who is the guitar teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, Recorder Bears has got to be in the rotation.
There it is.
That's where the second quarter came in.
How would you tease that for XRT, Grody?
Florence Radiohead.
I'm pretty sure that was the missed field goal.
The dog days.
Here's the holding penalty. That was the hold.
I'm letting it play. Sorry, audience.
No, it's appropriate.
Here comes Black Keys. Okay.
We deserve this as a city.
I don't think I've ever gotten through the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, but now that I have, yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh no, I could diagram the song by what I saw in the game last night. It was like it started out
like
good.
Each bad point.
That's the first drive. The little squeak at the top is the phantom hold. Then you had like the touchdown to give you some hope. Then you had the kick that we didn't get the 2 minute warning on.
You know what did it for me? The J.J. McCarthy, like, naked bootleg, where it's just like, nobody's going to get him.
Oh. Justin Jefferson's like, oh, I play football. Me and my 30 carats of stones. That chain was amazing.
And your Alabama shakes.
Mark Grody.
I love when you say band names.
Wait, hey, Mark, can I ask you for something?
Yes, you may.
If I were to switch the samples on a meatball machine,
yeah,
how would that sound today?
You switch the samples so you can make Provasic.
Is there a football version of Provasic?
You switch the samples.
Let's see.
It really does.
You switch the offense so you can run the ball.
What about just switch the head coach?
Ooh, well, I'm not. Oh, wait a minute. You want to switch the head coach? There was a man.
Switch the samples.
Unlock me.
We took him out of XRT DJ mode. He's already there.
What are you talking about?
What other radio station can we get out of you?
We got The Cure coming up here in just a little bit. Yeah. That's right.
Speaking
Unlock
of...
Unlock me!
You find this man! You find that offense!
Wait, I didn't actually think that was a line from the movie. I just thought it was something you said to add to the character.
Oh, no. He's on it.
Unlock me!
Oh, my God. Do you know I've been doing that impersonation since the 90s? Isn't that crazy?
Well, that like sounds
this, is,
right.
This impersonation has lasted over like five different radio stations.
It has sustained different decades.
It is. It's the most sustainable movie quotes
that is,
ever.
That is older than the Bears quarterback and also the Vikings quarterback.
Oh my God. Is it older than the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan. 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.